For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show on a Tuesday. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G-Money?
Eric with a K also here.
Good morning.
We have a couple of things today. Is Texans Ticket Tuesday. First chance to win coming up at 6:10 this morning. And we're getting you into the suite. The best way to watch the Texans crush the Bills this Sunday. And we have your ticket 6:10 this morning. Plus, we also have Amen at 6:10. We'll give you some good news there. And in just about 15 minutes, we'll do jury duty. And then Mo Knows Country. So we've got a lot to do. Get the morning started here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, let's find out what is trending in Texas. Here are the top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today.
Number three.
Today's the day our ports could shut down as part of the union dock workers strike. Stuff's already expensive. And it's just going to get worse with a strike like this. The group is demanding significantly higher wages and a total ban on automation of the cranes and the gates and the trucks that they use to unload and load at the ports. So the ones that are going on strike, roughly half of the nation's cargo from ships go to those.
Wow. Really? Half?
Wow.
Everybody's fighting the robots these days.
Yeah. By the way, get ready for interesting Christmas. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Number two.
Celebrity deaths. Holy moly. The joke or the saying is they come in threes. And
right.
I think we met our quota.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Yes. Chris Christopherson, we found out on Sunday, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Yesterday was Rockets legend Dikembe Mutombo,
right,
the NFL Hall of Famer.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Pete Rose died.
Yeah.
All three.
The finger wag from Dikembe.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the nicest fellows you ever meet in your life.
Now we can stop for a second.
Okay, so hopefully, yeah, like you said,
just live your lives, people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're good.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It's an ozone watch day because of poor pollen and air quality issues, and that means you're supposed to stay inside, which is just what the doctor ordered today. 1:30 Astros game, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to have to stay inside today.
Ozone watch day. You're welcome. Go Astros.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting today. Somebody posted yesterday on Twitter. They were like, after seven straight years of making the postseason for the Astros, you would think they would get at least one night game. But they always get the afternoon game. I don't understand it. I honestly don't understand how it always works out that way. But anyway, go Astros. 1:30, as Mo said, here on the Morning Bullpen.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
You have no trouble finding bad news these days, but let's focus on some good news. This is the time of the morning we get all of Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news. And this story has to do with the horrible weather from Hurricane Helene. We watched it last week. We've just been talking to so many friends and relatives. I have a son in the Carolinas. They're safe. But man, just seeing what it did to Georgia and the Carolinas and Tennessee has been absolutely devastating to watch on television. And I think it's because, Mo, Eric, we know what it's like to go through a hurricane here. And the fact that it's going to be a news story for a couple of days, and then everybody will go on about their lives, and you're still left to deal with all of that.
Yeah, pick up the pieces.
But I want to focus on a good news story that came out of there. Fox Weather's Bob Van Dillon was broadcasting live in the midst of all of this early Friday morning when a woman started yelling because she was close to his live shot. And she was in her car being swamped by the floodwater.
911, they're coming.
It's a situation. We will get back to you in a little bit. I'm going to go see if I can help this lady out a little bit more, you guys. I'll be back.
He stopped his live shot, dove into the water, went out to the car, rescued the lady, and brought her back to safety, all while the cameras were rolling.
No.
And he was supposed to be live on Fox News. Absolutely incredible stuff. As a matter of fact, one of the anchors asked him after he got back there, soaking wet, helped the lady. She was completely safe.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we put her in the car. She was cold. I gave her my shirt. Her husband's going to pick her up. The fire truck came. They're good. Everyone's good. So let's get back to it.
Just one of the small hero stories and so many that I'm sure we're going to hear over the next few weeks. Can I get an amen for this good news story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. If you got good news to share, we'd love to be the person to share it with you. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. Houston's largest one-day concert event of the year. 10-Man Jam is back, and you can find out who's going to be taking the stage, when it's going to happen. We have all the information, and it's coming this Friday here from 100.3 The Bull.
Are you sure you're cool talking about another lover on the radio show this morning?
Lover, come on. Listen, every dude out there has some version of a man crush. Mm-hmm. We know my baseball man crush is Jeremy Pena.
Right.
Right, exactly.
My musical man crush is Russell Dickerson.
And Russell Dickerson's in town this weekend.
I know.
Yes.
And there have been some developments when it comes to my man crush.
Oh, gosh. Okay. George, you remember how this all started? It was a Fresh Track Friday. New music from Russell Dickerson came out. It was called Miss You So, Letters to You. Was the name of his song.
Okay, and it was like a remake of something? I remember that correct?
Yes, Eric's emo tendencies like came out because this is the stuff he listened to growing up.
Okay. He's literally jumping up and down in the
just
studio
like they did
right
in
now.
High school.
Just playing like a 6-second clip of that song.
So Russell covered that song, and then Eric's love for Russell Dickerson grew even deeper.
I want you to know that I miss you. I miss you so.
Oh, it's so good. I listen to this every day now. Every day of my life.
Eric, didn't you also put up something on like social media that you wanted to be Russell's like best friend, new best friend,
exactly,
or whatever?
Oh, it wasn't lover.
It wasn't lover.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get it misconstrued and it's going to get awkward. So that first band you heard was a band called Finch, an obscure band. And then he made this song about finding an old CD and it reminding of him of his ex. So he covered that song. And as soon as I heard it, I posted on social media, "Hi, my name is Eric with a K, and I want to be Russell Dickerson's best friend."
Oh my God. Okay.
I did not know that we were supposed to be best friends and we missed our opportunity.
Right. So what's the new development? He's in town this weekend and what?
The new development is they've asked me to come to Lago Mar for some reason.
What?
For the
really?
Russell Dickerson show this
show?
Weekend. Evidently, I know from multiple sources that Russell saw my video soliciting to be his best friend and heard us talking about him on Fresh Track Friday.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right.
So he has a response for me. At the end of my video, I posted, "Russell, will you be my best friend? Check yes or no."
Oh,
and I had two boxes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find out which box he's checking. It might get weird.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
This is a very important question for me. Can I buy a ticket to come and see this mess that's going to happen.
Well, George, you can. Lagomar Live presents Russell Dickerson with Uncle Cracker. So that's Saturday. It's a 6:30 show. Tickets are still available. If you'd like the link, we can get it out.
So I can, Deanna and I can get a ticket, get our lawn chairs.
Yes.
And watch you get embarrassed.
Just get some popcorn.
Russell Dickerson.
I don't know what's going to go down, but I'm very excited to finally get an answer.
Is Eric going to be the new man crush for Russell Dickerson?
Running in slow motion along the Lagomar Beach.
He'll pick you up because he's a big man.
I want to say that. So anyway, we'll find out. We'll get an update after this weekend. Don't forget, Monday morning, we'll get the Russell Dickerson, Eric's best new friend update here on the Morning Bullpen. Houston may be awesome for rodeos and barbecue, but for dating, not so much. Numbers are out this morning.
I love your dating music.
Thank you. Thank you. I picked this especially for you. New numbers are out this morning that Houston is one of the worst cities in America in which you can date.
It's actually number 8 on the list. So the there are 10. seven more cities.
Wait, but aren't there a bunch of other Texas cities that are also on this
list? I wasn't going to bring that up. Yes, but Texas is the worst state to date in, evidently, because out of the top 10, we have 3 spots.
Wow.
In the worst. Wow.
But here's the thing. Everything's bigger in Texas, right?
Okay.
Right. So in the top 10, we also win because we have Dallas and we have Austin in the top 10.
So there are 3 Texas cities in the top 10 worst dating places.
Yep.
That is incredible. Mo, you know that. You're the one that's been out in the dating scene, I guess, most recently. You know how tough it is.
Worked out for me, I think, so far.
Jury's still out on the plumber?
Let's ask him if that worked
out. That's a good choice. But yeah, I've heard all my friends, you know, we're all going through it together and still friends to this day that are like, whoa, it is not good out there.
We want to hear your dating tales, okay? You got a bad date story? 713-881-5500 is the number. Kaylee is on the phone in the Woodlands. Kaylee, you say Houston is a bad place to date.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us your story.
So I had a date with this guy, and I was just...
Hey, Kaylee, I'm going to ask you to get off your hands-free device because it's cutting off like every other word that you're saying. So if you can switch over and just talk on the phone.
Edge of my seat.
Yeah, because I want to know now. What is
this? Is that better?
Yeah, so tell us your story.
Okay, so I was on a date with this guy, and he showed up an hour and a half late to dinner and then sat on his phone the entire time. Mm.
That doesn't have anything to do with Houston. That is just our society in general. You know what I'm saying, sister?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's you. Are you a bad conversationalist?
It is not. Trust
Kaylee,
me.
We didn't mean to.
It was definitely not me.
Thank you.
We did not mean to insult you for calling the radio show this
I want to help her.
I'm just trying to dig down to the truth. I just want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt.
How old are you, Kaylee?
I'm 25.
25, single, hustling. Guy shows up an hour and a half late. Mm-hmm. By the way, I would have walked out of this.
Yeah, there's no way I would have waited an hour and a half.
He does not deserve your respect.
I felt bad.
Did he have an excuse?
No, he was running late with work.
Oh my goodness. He didn't even say, like, my grandma died or something?
Flat tire.
Yeah, not a good enough excuse.
All right, we wanted to hear your worst date stories. Do you have a bad date story? 713-881-5500, because evidently Houston is one of the worst places in America. We're top 10, y'all. Is Houston really one of the worst cities in America to get a date? Short answer is yes. I mean, I don't know what else to say, right? I mean, the short answer is yes.
Yes, it made the list for one of the top worst places.
Yeah, it's the worst place in America to get a date. And we know that because people are calling with their bad date story. 713-881-5500. Craziest date you've ever had. We want to know the story. 713-881-5500 is the number.
Brandon's on the phone in Conroe. Brandon, what happened?
Getting the date. You asked them, and then they agreed to it. And then, you know, a couple days go by. You're still kind of talking a little bit. And then the day comes, and then nothing. Really? No response.
This happens multiple times for you?
Multiple times. Oh. All the time.
Getting ghosted is now a thing, though. It's just a way people deal with other people.
But why say yes to the date right, in the first place? Go. Yeah,
Brandon.
and then not go. Yeah.
How old are you, Brandon?
25.
See, we just had Kaylee.
Oh, we had Kaylee.
25.
I was thinking
earlier.
My friends. Like, unless you're into cougars, Brandon, I don't think I can help you.
Brandon, how do you feel about cougars?
Mm-hmm.
Not my thing.
It's not everybody.
Like,
I can promise you a good
honest.
Time, Brandon.
It is my thing.
It is definitely my thing.
So, all right, Brandon.
Good luck out there,
hang
friend.
In there, buddy. Yes. We were just talking about bad dates, and Eric, you had a story evidently about, like, maybe the worst date I've ever heard.
Okay, so I went out with a girl. It was in my single days. Between my long-term girlfriend and my wife,
correct.
I just tried new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I dated a girl. I went on one date with her. She was great. She was like an artist. We got along great.
Yes.
And so the second date, she invites me to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this huge house.
Okay.
And when I go in, there's a long table, dining room table. I'm talking like you would see at a wedding.
Okay.
Like a long, long, long table.
Like a boardroom?
Yeah, like a boardroom table.
Okay.
And I go, whoa, how many people live in this house? She said, 30 of us live in this house.
Wow.
That's not legal.
And she says, Father, he eats at the front of the table.
Okay.
And I said, oh, your dad. So you're not all siblings, are you? She goes, no. He's not my actual birth father.
Uh-huh.
We just call him Father. We're all females, and we live here with Father.
And
Father guides us spiritually.
Yeah. So that doesn't seem like a place where you should be allowed in.
No. And like an idiot, I was like, but she's really cute.
Nah.
And so
you needed me back in your dating days.
That's the difference. I was going to say, that's the difference in guys and girls. Girls would have gone running if a guy had done that. But Eric's like, well, yeah. She
but
really
listen
cares.
To this. What? On top of it, I decided to kiss her anyway.
No.
And I closed my eyes and she goes, could you please not do that?
What?
I go, you don't want me to kiss you? And she said, no, don't close your eyes. Father says it breaks the soul connection.
She's in a cult.
She was in a cult.
Oh, Eric.
It's hard out there.
Member?
George, I'm telling you, it is a rough dating.
Wow. Man, I tell you are so lucky that Kylie took you off the streets.
Seriously.
She saved you. The worst date you've ever had. 713-881-5500 is the number. And coming up in just about 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, we're going to talk about jury duty. Do you nap like a pro or do you just doze off? Is there a difference? We'll talk about it coming up. Jury duty on the way here on the Bull. 10-man jam announce happens on Friday. Make sure you're here for that. You'll find out all the artists and all about the show all day, every hour on Friday here on the Bull. Time for the Morning Bullpen jury duty. Just solving the world's dilemmas out there this morning, so... we have a question that we want to know. If you're a man or you have a man in your life, you're eligible to be on jury duty today.
And today's question, if a man takes naps, should we revoke his man card? This is for your wife, Deanna, right?
This is Deanna.
She wants to revoke your man card?
Wow. She started this with you, Mo, and I protest very vehemently against this because she says babies take naps,
okay.
Men doze. Like, you doze in your chair.
I mean, the
classic thing, right, is a guy goes
Dad
to sleep in his, like,
his
recliner or whatever.
What are you doing, George?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I take a full-on nap in the afternoon.
So you're going to your bed, you're getting horizontal, you're turning on your sound machine, you're wearing your eye covering.
Yes, wow.
Do you have
things.
A bottle before you lay down?
Only Woodford Reserve.
Okay.
Do you change your clothes, too? Do you
absolutely.
Get in sleeping clothes?
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can't nap in your full, like,
this
clothes.
This is next level.
So my wife says babies nap.
Wait a minute.
Men doze.
Aren't there other things you should be doing, George?
not according to me, they're not.
Okay, the question. If a man takes naps, should we revoke his man card?
Mm-hmm. Do you take a nap, Eric?
I take a nap every day.
Wait, doze in the car.
I doze in the car rider line at school. You're on a Spider-Man pillow.
Okay, so Mo, is that more manly that he dozes in the car than...
Well, he's getting stuff done, George.
Yes.
I'm getting stuff done.
I do take my shoes off. I sleep on a Spider-Man pillow and I get in fetal position.
No.
But yeah, but he's a man.
I don't know.
We want to know. Sherry is in Crosby. She's had a husband for 21 years. Sherry, the question this morning on jury duty is pretty simple.
If a man takes naps, should we revoke his man card? Yes or no?
No, definitely not.
All right.
Okay, good. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
Does he wear the clothes too, like as his jammies?
I say keep the clothes on, but just take a good snoozer for a little bit.
I appreciate a good snooze.
Okay.
It's the jammies that push me over the line.
I have a sleep mask that I'm attached to that I can't go to sleep without when I take my nap in the afternoon.
All right, David and Anwak, really quick, you're imagining George in full PJs.
Stop.
Like
maybe even a pacifier.
Scrooge, like wearing the nightcap
Don't
and everything.
Daddy. This is the game.
David and Anwak, if a man takes naps, should we revoke his man card?
First off, trying not to imagine Jordan that.
Thank you, David. Good luck. Sorry.
Now you can't unsee it.
Sorry.
Also, trying to figure out how you and Eric were ever offered a man card to start with.
David, you're welcome on this show anytime. I'm actually writing down your cell phone number right now so we can be best friends.
I have a feeling, David, when I'm on vacation next time, you're going to be in this seat. I'm just saying. So yes or no, do you take the man card away?
Take it.
Take it.
Take it away.
I love
man
this.
Card. Juror number three is Amanda in Pasadena. Amanda, if a man takes a nap, do you take away his man card?
I don't. No, I think it's better for everybody that he takes his nap.
Oh. She kind of like condescendingly agreed with you.
Yeah, that was very condescending.
Which I also love.
That sounded like you were talking about your child. That's what we say about our kids.
I'm talking about my husband.
Yeah, okay. same thing. He also gets angry if he doesn't get his snacks in the middle of the day.
Again, it sounds exactly like my wife.
My girl.
You sound exactly like my wife. It's like, only babies take naps. So, all right, you're number four.
That's Jesse in Kingwood. Hey, Jesse, if a man takes naps, should we revoke his man card?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
As a man who takes naps, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Jesse. Yes.
Do you have bunny slippers too, Jesse? Little bunny slippers?
Yeah, I mean, whatever works for you.
Okay.
You're so tired because you're doing manly stuff all day. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And our manly brains are thinking about manly things.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get our fifth and final juror on jury duty. But I understand, Matthew, that you're only 12 years old.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
A unique perspective, Matthew.
That's what I was going to say. All right, here's the question, Matthew.
If a man takes naps, Matthew, should we revoke his man card? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
People need sleep.
See, a 12-year-old knows this, y'all. And women are so condescending and judgmental. Mm-hmm. But Mo, all right, let's go. Let's find out the final jury duty total this morning.
If a man takes naps, should we revoke his man card? And it was a no.
Thank you.
A condescending no.
Yeah. Yes. And a 12-year-old decided it. Let's be fair.
Now I'm just going to tuck you right.
There was judgment all through this.
Still
thing,
is.
So.
Yes.
All right. That's jury duty. We do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the Houston music event you've been waiting to hear about. 10 Man Jam. We have the artist and the date drop this Friday, starting at 7 a.m. right here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time to have a little fun this morning. This is where Eric gets to create a song from your suggestion. You call in, you tell us anything that's on your mind. If it catches Eric's ear, he'll create a song and come back and perform it in 10 minutes. But we got to start with your suggestions.
Sherry's on the phone in Needville. Hey, Miss Sherry, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Sherry?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sherry.
Is it me?
It's you,
yes,
girl.
Yes, it's you. Yes, hey, Sherry.
So, I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you're really dealing with the pads and the sports bras, after you wash them or dry them, it's like a 30-minute battle trying to straighten them out.
What?
And I want to throw them away, but I'm like, but then I won't have any in there.
Wait. What are you talking about, Sherry?
Okay, so there's like a pad inside a sports bra or inside like a tank top sometimes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to wear a bra, and it's like this, and they're not like attached. You have to like move them and manipulate them.
Never.
I just take them out. But yeah, Sherry, this is a full-time job.
This is news to me.
This deserves a song, Sherry. I appreciate you calling.
It does.
Yes.
You know what, Sherry? Oh, for this song, I may have to do a little research.
Sherry, hang up now. Sherry, hang up now.
I will do that for you, Sherry. I will take that bullet.
You do not want to be part of this. Nope. Let's go to caller number two here. Mm-hmm. Destiny is in Houston. Destiny, what do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
I think he should sing about how the hurricane from Florida caused a statue of a mermaid named Nova to float down the river and end up in an elder man's backyard, and he refuses to get it back. He says it's his property and he's keeping it.
Nova, huh?
What? So a mermaid statue washed down the river, wound up in the backyard of an elderly man, and he will not give it back.
No, sir.
I love this. Okay. I asked for the weirder the better, and we are just thriving.
You know how old men are. Old men are just, you know, it's mine.
That's a whole other song. Nova has her own song. Old men have their own destiny.
Oh, wow, okay.
There's so many options.
What do I write down?
So hurricane. Many options.
Some Nova very was the weird, or the strange mermaid. Options. All right, let's take one more suggestion.
Okay, that's Robin in Missouri City. Hey, Miss Robin, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Good morning. Well, I have to support Sherry's conversation about the torture that is the bra inserts, but I don't know if y'all checked your calendars. It is October 1st, so we should think about Harris County headlines.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
Eric.
Oh, no.
You know what? When the weirdest stuff that happened in Houston in the last month is the most sane suggestion that you get on 10 Minutes Tune. You know, you're having a good day.
Were there any headlines that stand out to you?
Well, obviously the Astros are October ready, but I think it was just thinking about how happy we are that Mattress Mack didn't die so we can keep winning mattresses.
By the way, hashtag not an ad.
Something to be happy about.
Robin, you're the best. Thank you. Okay, so we have
the ladies
pads.
Today did not let me down.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
We have bra pads,
yes.
And then we had Destiny
Nova,
with the
mermaid
statue. No,
okay.
That was hilarious, by the way.
You know it's October 1st. We have to do Harris County headlines.
Exactly.
People want it, George.
They want Harris
Mattress
County
Mac
headlines.
Is alive.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
All right. That's going to be our topic. Thank God.
Yes.
We'll see what Eric does with our 10-minute tune, Harris County Headlines. It's coming up next here on The Bull. Take us in the office with you because coming up at 8:10 this morning, we want you to watch the Texans crush the Bills from the best seats in the house. We got VIP tickets for you to the suite at Bud Light, and it's coming up at 8:10 here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric has created today with our 10-minute tune, and it was Miss Robin, is that right?
That's right.
Robin had a suggestion, and of course, she had to correct us and get us back on track.
I don't know if y'all checked your calendars. It is October 1st, so we should think about Harris County headlines.
Harris County headlines.
Thank you, Robin, for keeping us on track. It's a full-time job.
We were getting distracted, I feel like. Eric has been out working on Harris County headlines. He had a lot of stuff. that, like, all of a sudden he was like, oh, I got to put this in, I got to put this in? How'd it go?
Yeah, it went well. I think she suggested I put in Astros.
Correct.
And Mattress Mac.
Yeah, Mattress Mac.
Okay,
yeah.
I got both of those in there. And okay. I always do it in the style of Grundy County Auction. The craziest headlines in the last 30 days just in Harris County.
County paper, and you would not believe what I read. Well, listen when I tell you, friends and neighbors, in September Harris County went mad. I read, go Astros, Texans are back, we almost lost old Mattress Mac, we barely avoided another hurricane. Marching band drama and lots of heat. Simone Biles has a new place to eat. I read them once, read them twice. Houston, everything that I said is true. It's so nuts and unbelievable. The morning bullpen wouldn't tell you lies. These are the Harris County headlines.
Wait a second. What was the marching band drama? I forgot about that one. What was the marching band drama?
Remember, the school board said they couldn't go to New Orleans, mm-hmm. and then the mayor was like, send them to New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
When you sang that, I was just like, yes. What is that?
And Simone Biles has a new place to eat. That restaurant tastes good.
Thank you. Yeah, nicely done. It's Harris County Headlines. Every month at the beginning of the month, he always gives us the biggest headlines done to a song. It's our 10-minute tune here on 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, who's smarter, you or your kids? Mo on a good day.
Always me.
We're going to play Beat Your Kids Movie Edition. If you'd like to be part of that, stay tuned. It's coming up in 10 minutes. Beat Your Kids here on The Morning Bullpen. 10-man jam is coming, and we've got all the insider information. The artist revealed, the date announced, and it's going to happen starting at 7 a.m. on Friday. Finally back, it's 10-man jam here from 100.3 The Bull. It's time to beat your kids.
Yes.
What? This is the game where you or your child winds up being the smartest one in the car this morning. So you can beat your child, right? Should I not say beat your kid?
Why do we have a Spider-Man music right now?
Well, it's movie edition today.
Oh, got it.
So it's Beat Your Kid Movie Edition.
Well, who are you going to pick?
We had so many people. By the way, thank you to everybody who wanted to play this with the kids
so
in the car this
good
morning.
Kids.
But here's who was chosen to be part of Beat Your Kids today.
Aubrey, are you there?
Yes.
All right, you get to play. All right, let's see if your mom can beat you. You're 12 years old, and Julie is your mom. Mm-hmm. That's right?
Yeah.
Okay, do y'all watch a lot of movies?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Okay.
I like to think so.
All right, well, it's Beat Your Kids Movie Edition, and I just need you to pick Category 1 or Category 2. Just say 1 or 2.
1.
Okay, this is going to be good for you, Aubrey, the 12-year-old, because in 10 seconds, we need you to name as many movie superheroes as you can. In 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Spider-Man, Superman, Iron Man, Catwoman, oh my gosh, why is it so hard when you're on the spot?
All right, timer.
So cute.
All right.
Oh my god, I can't.
Do you count that as four?
I don't even watch a lot of superhero movies.
Okay, Aubrey, you got four though.
Yeah,
that's a really good show.
Four, Aubrey.
All right, so hand the phone to your mom and let's see if your mom can beat you.
Okay.
All right, this is Beat Your Kids Movie Edition today. Julie, you ready to beat the kids?
I'm ready.
Always. She's always ready.
I don't think she's a very good.
You're already a good mom. Yeah, well, she chose Category 1, so you get Category 2. So, Miss Julie, you have 10 seconds to name as many bad guys, villains, from movies as you can. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Go.
Disney, Ursula, the...
I can't it. Oh my God, this
is so much crap. Julie, you were telling your daughter that she kind of did a bad job, and then you literally got one.
She's right.
You're never going to live this down. I'm so sorry.
Julie, unfortunately.
Distracting
she was distracting you?
Moms, hello.
Good job. Aubrey, good job.
She's like yelling out random things over here in the front seat.
I love her.
So, it's safe to say that Julie couldn't beat the kids this morning.
No, he's not.
Breaking the rats.
All right, you got to say it. You got to say, my name is Julie in Pearland, and I can't beat my kids.
My name is Julie in Pearland, and my kid is smarter than me.
Yes,
she's still going with that this morning. It's Beat the Kids, movie edition here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Tom Ball today, where Justin is going to take on Mo for $100 in Mo Knows Country. Justin, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Justin, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Justin, tell her to get out of here. Let's get started, okay?
Go on, get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, friend.
Justin, I got five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. He's known now best for his Christmas glow, but in 2015, he had a top five hit with Lose My Mind. Can you name this country singer?
No, I don't know that one.
Question number two. Most people have a retirement account, but rumors are flying that this superstar, along with Hardy and Ernest, have a double album worth of songs just sitting around. Can you name this superstar singer?
Jeez, no.
Question number three. Name the singer that drowned his sorrows by going 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo back in 2002.
Oh, man, I know the song. One round of Jose Cuervo.
I need the artist.
George Strait?
Question number four. Luke Combs just announced that his 2025 tour will be in the Land Down Under. What country is that?
Australia.
And question number five. In 2001, the Soggy Bottom Boys found that a Man of Constant Sorrow could make it to number one on the country charts. Can you name the movie that that came from?
Oh, my goodness. I'm drawing a blank on it. I know the song. I know the movie.
Need an answer.
I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
All right.
Let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today.
What's up? Oh, Justin, I will say that this might have been one of the hardest rounds we've ever had.
Stop. Why?
Yeah. Yep. You got one out of the five. You got one out of five.
Am I going to suck it up?
You might suck it up.
Okay.
All right, Mo, let's find out. Evidently, I'm being tough today. Question number one.
Okay, let's go.
He's now known best for his Christmas glow, but in 2015, he had a top five hit with the song Lose My Mind.
Oh, Brett Eldridge.
It is Brett Eldridge. Yeah. That is correct.
All right, he didn't know that one, so it's 1-0.
That's okay.
Mo's winning.
That was kind of hard. You're right.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Most people have a retirement account, but rumors are flying that this superstar, along with his buddies Hardy and Ernest, have a double album's worth of songs just sitting around. Name the superstar.
Friends with Hardy and Ernest, I'm going to guess you're talking about Morgan Wallen.
That is Morgan Wallen. Okay. That is correct, yeah. Justin. Evidently, that's like the retirement account. They're just going to release it and make a bunch
really
of money.
Funny.
I don't know.
Justin didn't know it, so it's 2-0.
Question number three. Name the singer that drowned his sorrows by going 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo in 2002.
Oh, 10 rounds. Sounds with Jose. I knew,
no, he
Cuervo.
Knew the song, but I need the artist.
Who sings that? Is that Toby Keith?
No, it's Tracy Bird.
Oh, no, I would have never guessed
you
that.
You wouldn't know Tracy Bird?
Nope. I know the song, every word.
Yep, Justin took a stab in the dark, got it wrong with George Strait, so it's still 2-0, Mo's winning.
All right, question number 4. Luke Combs just announced his 2025 tour plans, and they're going to be in the land down under. Okay. What country is that?
Australia?
That is correct.
Okay. Yep.
That's the one he got right.
That is the one.
3-1. Mo's winning.
Good job, Justin. Good
let's
job,
go,
buddy.
Let's go.
All right, question number 5. Uh-huh. In 2001, the Soggy Bottom Boys found that A Man of Constant Sorrow could make it to number 1 on the country charts.
What?
Name the movie that song came from.
I have no idea.
She will never get
that. Soggy Bottom Boys sounds like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did you think of it, Justin?
Yeah, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's exactly. A little late, but yes, we'll give you that one. I mean, that gives you 2 answers, but she wound up with how many correct?
3 correct. Which is pretty low for her. So it proves that these were tough questions.
Yes. But you were a trooper, Justin. Thanks for hanging out.
Hey, appreciate y'all letting me join today.
All right. You know what you got to say to get out of here, brother.
This is Justin from Tomball, and Mo definitely knows her country.
Aww. She does. We'll play it again tomorrow morning, 8:20. Your next chance to take $100 from Mo here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.